whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Stephen Flaherty, Ragtime, μέρος πρώτο.
At the crest of the Broadview Avenue Hill in New Rochelle, New York. And it seemed for some years thereafter that all the family's days would be warm and fair.
His considerable income was derived from the manufacture of fireworks and bunting and other accoutrements of patriotism. Father was also something of an amateur explorer.
The house on the hill in New Rochelle was Mother's domain. She took pleasure in making it comfortable for the men of her family and often told herself how fortunate she was to be so protected and provided for by her husband.
Mother's younger brother worked at Father's fireworks factory. He was a genius at explosives. He was also a young man in search of something to believe in. His sister wondered when he would find it.
Grandfather had been a professor of Greek and Latin. Now retired and living with his daughter and her family, he was thoroughly irritated by everything.
Gazebos, and there were no Negroes.
And everything was right. Listen to that ragtime.
In Harlem, men and women of color forgot their troubles and danced and reveled to the music of Cole House Walker Jr. This was a music that was theirs and no one else's.
One young woman thought Cole House played just for her. Her name was Sarah.
Booker T. Washington was the most famous Negro in the country. He counseled friendship between the races and spoke of the promise of the future. He had no patience with Negroes who lived less than exemplary lives.
A man dreamed of a new life for his little girl. It would be a long journey, a terrible one. He would not lose her as he had her mother. His name was Tata. He never spoke of his wife. The little girl was all he had now. Together, they would escape.
Oh, Danny, look! was one immigrant who made an art of escape. He was a headliner in the top vaudeville circuit.
Ich bin die Mutter des großen Houdinis.
He made his mother proud. But for all his achievements, he knew he was only an illusionist. He wanted to believe there was more. Hello, Sonny.
One, the two.
What did you say?
And there was distant music, changing the tune, changing the time, giving the nation a musicalization. La, 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 la.
Certain men make a country great.
They can't help it.
At the very apex of the American pyramid.
That's the very tip top.
Like pharaohs reincarnate stood J.P. Morgan.
And Henry Ford.
All men are born equal.
But the cream rises to the top.
Oh, let me at those sons of bitches. These men are the demons who are sucking your very souls dry. I hate them.
Someone should arrest that woman.
The radical anarchist Emma Goldman fought against the ravages of American capitalism as she watched her fellow immigrants' hopes turn to despair on the Lower East Side.
La la, la la, la la, la la.
But America was watching another drama.
Evelyn Nesbit was the most beautiful woman in America. If she wore her hair in curls, every woman wore her hair in curls.
Her lover was the eminent architect Stanford White, designer of the Pennsylvania Station on 33rd Street.
Oh.
Her husband, the eccentric millionaire Harry K. Thaw,
was a violent man!
After her husband shot her lover, Evelyn became the biggest attraction in vaudeville since Tom Thumb.
La, 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 la.
Newspapers called the shooting the crime of the century. Goldman knew it was only 1906.
And there were 94 years to go.
Αν σας αρέσουν οι σπονδυλωτές ιστορίες, είμαι σίγουρος ότι θα απολαύσετε αυτό εδώ το musical, με τα δεδομένα μάλιστα του μουσικού θεάτρου και τις σκηνές να μπλέκονται και μουσικά, το πράγμα αποκτά ιδιαίτερο ενδιαφέρον, ιδιαίτερη νοστιμιά. 13 υποψηφιότητες για Tony, άλλωστε, δεν είναι τυχαίες. Ας πάρουμε όμως τα πράγματα από την αρχή και ας παρακολουθήσουμε τις ξεχωριστές, αλλά και συμπεπλεγμένες ιστορίες τριών ομάδων ηρώων, των Αφροαμερικανών του Χάρλεμ, των Λευκών High Class, των Βορείων Προαστίων και των μεταναστών από την Ανατολική Ευρώπη. Κοινός παρονομαστής όλων αυτών, ή μάλλον κοινό πεδίο δράσης, η Νέα Υόρκη των αρχών του 20ου αιώνα.
It's an honor to go on expedition with you, Admiral Parry. It's men like you who have made this country great.
It's men like you who will keep it great.
All sail set, Admiral.
Thank you, Mr. Henson. This is my first officer, Mr. Matthew Henson.
Good evening.
Welcome aboard.
What's that in the distance? Such a ghostly glow.
They're called rag ships. Immigrants from every cesspool in Western and Eastern Europe. Most of them become very patriotic Americans. They're your future customers.
My people were also brought here on ships.
Good watch, Henson.
You're a brave man, whoever you are. Coming so far, expecting so much. A salute to the man on the deck of that ship. A salute to the immigrant stranger. Heaven knows why you'd make such a terrible trip. May your own God protect you from danger. Is it freedom or love that you pray for? In your guttural accent, too late, long gone. A salute to a fellow who hasn't a chance. Journey on.
People ask, how old are you?
I don't answer.
Your name?
No name.
Where your mother is?
Dead.
This is my father. He speaks for both of us.
This is my father. He speaks for both of us. Is that other ship going back home?
No. America is our home now. America is our shtetl.
Am hayach leben. Look, someone is waving. Where is he going?
He's a fool. On a fool's journey. You depart on a ship from a country like this. Why on earth would you want to be leaving? Was it something you lost that you suddenly miss? Are you angry or possibly grieving? Do you see in my face what you've lost, sir? Are you moved by the death ship we sail upon? Perhaps you're a man who's in search of his heart. Journey on.
Journey on.
Two ships passing in the kinship of the darkness.
One going from.
One coming to America.
Two men meeting at the moment of a journey. For a moment in the darkness we're the same. I salute you,
who
my
marry
friend.
So bravely and end up so safe.
May you find what you
I will be journeying here, my love.
salute you.
God be with you.
I will miss you in the darkness of the dawn.
For the defense, Miss Evelyn Nesbit!
Hello, gentlemen! Your Honor, I was once the lady friend of Stanford White.
He's the famous architect!
Yes, that's right. He put me on a velvet swing and made me wear, well, hardly anything. Ruined at the age of 15, Your Honor. Then I went and married Mr. Harry Thaw,
eccentric millionaire. Oh, oh!
Harry's a jealous man.
Bang, bang!
And that was the end of Stan.
Who? Who?
Your Honor, be fair. Crazy, I swear!
La, 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 la.
Now is the prime of the century, prime of the century, giving the world a thrill.
Harry's in trouble and Stan is in heaven and Evelyn is in vaudeville.
The prime of the century, prime of the century, all for a youthful thrill. Fortune, fame, and a ruined name.
And now I'm the girl on the swing.
Mother's younger brother was in love with Evelyn Nesbit. From his regular seat in the front row of the second balcony, he would lean far over the railing, hoping his goddess would notice him. One night he almost fell. Evelyn caught sight of him and smiled. Life was suddenly wonderful and full of delicious possibilities.
Oh, oh!
Harry must not be hung.
Bang, bang!
Let's have that verdict sung.
Your Honor, we find that Harry's not guilty.
My Harry's not guilty.
'Cause Harry is out of his mind, and it's the crime of the century, crime of the century, making the world go weird. Harry's in trouble and Stan is in heaven,
and Evelyn gets publicity.
The crime of the century, crime of the century, not such an awful thing.
Stanny's killed, but my mother.
Get Kathleen, I tell you. Call the doctor.
Is it alive? Oh, please, God, let it be.
It's alive. It's a Negro child. It's a newborn baby boy.
What kind of a woman would do such a thing? Why, in God's name, is my husband not here? I'm such a fool. Why did I say he was free to go? What am I to do? Where are your instructions, my dear? You left me lists, everything in lists. Well, your little lists aren't very helpful, I fear. Each day the maids trudge up the hill. The hired help arrives. I never stop to think they might have lives beyond our lives.
We found her in the cellar of a home on the next block. She's a washwoman there. Her name is Sarah.
Where will you take her?
To the charity ward. Eventually, she will have to stand charges.
What charges?
Well, attempted murder, I should think.
What's going to happen to the baby?
They have places for unfortunates like this.
I will take responsibility for mother and child. Please take Miss Sarah inside.
What kind of a woman would do what I've done? Open the door to such chaos and pain. You would have gently closed the door and gently turned the key and gently told me not to look for fear what I might see. What kind of woman would that have made me?
Our shtetl is America, omechayich leben.
Solid ground and hope is in the air.
America!
You'll soon be eating apple pie from off a china plate. Pretty dresses, pretty dolls, just wait for shining in your tatas. I am just beyond this gate.
America!
Here in America, anyone at all can succeed. You do, and the world will come to you guaranteed.
America, we're in America.
I may be just the maker of art, but here you could start with less and make a success. Step right up and have a silhouette made by a real artist. With ordinary paper, a pair of scissors and some glue, I shall give you a thing of such beauty. A lifelike portrait of someone you love. Silhouettes of your favorite celebrity. Evelyn Nesbit. Hey, look, she's on her vaudeville stage. Harry Houdini, he practically escaped from the page. Only a nickel, don't walk away. Someday this will impress. When I'm a success.
America!
Look at the silhouettes here in the tenements. Bent over sewing or dancing or arguing. Thousands of silhouettes, thousands of stories to tell. Look at them little ones, such opportunity. Right on the corner of Orchard and Rivington. We'll make our silhouettes think how they'll sell. We'll join the parade of Americans all doing well.
Success! Success!
I'm J.P. Morgan, my friends, the wealthiest man on this earth.
Success!
You immigrants, look up to me, and you'll see what money is worth.
Success!
Immigrant sweat might get you the whole U.S.
And if you're trapped and failure seems imminent, think of Houdini, that fabulous immigrant. Break those chains with all you possess.
This is America. This is the land of success. Success.
of the Lower East Side were worse than anything Tata and his wife had suffered in Latvia. The little girl was often sick now. Tata wrapped her in his prayer shawl. What rabbi would disapprove?
America!
Have you brought us here? How can I feed her, or clothe or protect her here? Where's the America we were supposed to get? Was it a silhouette? Hey, mister, here in America, anything you want you can do. Sucker, step up and I'll cock you out your own guarantee. Come see the artist, big shot, oh yes. Red, white and blue, hooray and God bless. I'm a success, I'm a success. Success! Success!
If you're trapped and failure seems imminent, think of Houdini, that fabulous immigrant. Break those chains with all you possess.
I promised you America, and little one, we will find it.
Saw me lonely and loveless, thought to himself, enough is enough. I'm putting Sarah in Cole House's life. And he did. This wasn't a woman. This was an angel. A gift of God. Cole House loved this woman, but not wisely and not too well. She left me without a word or a trace. There was no pity for me.
None whatsoever, Cole House.
Now she is haunting me, just like a melody, the only song I sing. Sarah, my life has changed. Sarah, I miss you so. Sarah, I did you wrong. Sarah, where did you go? And then this morning, the miracle happened. I found out where she is. And I'm gonna do my damnedest to see she takes me back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Getting Ready Rag.
Oh,
Mr. Henry Ford puts me at the wheel of a Model T.
People, well, here's my theory of what this country is moving toward. Every worker, a cog in motion. Well, that's the notion of Henry Ford. One man tightens and one man ratchets and one man reaches to pull one cord. Car keeps moving in one direction.
A genuflection to Henry Ford.
Speed up the belt, Sam.
Hallelujah!
Hell, I'll take her.
Sure amazing how far some fellas can see.
Speed up the belt, speed up the belt, Sam. Speed up the belt, speed up the belt, Sam.
Speed up the, speed up the, speed up the, speed up the belt. Transproduction will save the nation. A simple notion, the world's reward.
Even people who ain't too clever can learn to tighten the nut forever. Attach one pedal or pull one lever.
Όταν λοιπόν μιλάμε για Αμερική των αρχών του 20ου αιώνα, μιλάμε για ragtime, για αυτόν τον τραχή συγκοπτόμενο ρυθμό που έκανε πάταγο και που τόσο γλαφυρά περιγράφηκε ο Αλεσάντρο Μπαρίκο στο Νοβετσέντο του, το θρύλο του 1900. Το 1975, ο Αμερικανός ιστορικός και συγγραφέας Edgar Lawrence Doctorow ολοκληρώνει το μυθιστόρημά του με αυτόν τον τίτλο, μιλώντας για την Αμερική εκείνης της περίοδου και τα κοινωνικά της φαινόμενα και παρουσιάζοντας μέσα από τις σελίδες του βιβλίου του ιστορικά πρόσωπα της εποχής όπως το μάγο Χουντίνι, την Evelyn Nesbit, τον Henry Ford, τον Matthew Henson, την Emma Goldman και αρκετούς ακόμη. Φυσικά όλες αυτές οι φυσιογνωμίες κρατήθηκαν και στο λιμπρέτο του Terence McNally για το ομώνυμο musical του 1996, το οποίο αποτελεί μια ξεχωριστή μεταφορά επί σκηνής της νουβέλας του Doctorow και ως τέτοια επιβραβεύτηκε.
Fine weather, isn't it?
Isn't it? Now that we're out of the city, isn't it? Nothing like the city.
He's still staring.
Never mind.
My father's at the North Pole with Admiral Perry and Eskimos. Where is your mother?
Dead.
Edgar.
My name is Edgar. We're off to visit our fireworks factory. What is your name?
No name.
That's impossible. Everyone has a name. Even the little Negro baby who lives in our attic.
Shh. Do not be rude. He talks.
I never knew anyone who stayed on a rope like a puppy dog.
I see.
What does it feel like?
Safe.
He also stares.
Safe.
You think he'd never seen
yes.
someone from New York City.
Everyone's safe in Hiroshima.
That's children, isn't it?
Safe.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Always another surprise, isn't it?
Boston Post Road Trolley. Boston!
Well.
Well. Have a pleasant day, man.
Have a pleasant trip, sir.
Nothing like the city.
Mamaroneck! All aboard for Mamaroneck!
We know those people.
That's ridiculous. They're poor foreigners.
Then we're going to know them.
Who put such thoughts in your head?
Played piano, played it very
music from those hands could catch you like a spell. He could make you love him, for the tune was done. You have your daddy's hands. You are your daddy's son. Ooh, ooh, daddy never knew that you were on your way. He had other ladies and other tunes to play. When he up and left me, I just up and run. Only thing in my head, you are your daddy's son. Couldn't hear no music, couldn't see no light. Mama, she was frightened, crazy from the tears without no comfort, screams without no sound. Only darkness and pain, the anger and pain, the blood and the pain. I buried my heart in the ground, in the ground. When I buried you, he's playing still. Mama can't forget him, don't suppose I will. God wants no excuses, I have only one.
Yes.
I'm looking for a young woman of color whose name is Sarah. She's said to reside in one of these houses.
She's here. She's living in our attic.
Will you tell her, please, that Mr. Colehouse Walker Jr. desires to speak with her?
Certainly. Please, wait there. Edgar?
This is Sarah's baby. You want a cookie?
Sarah, you have a caller, a Mr. Walker. Won't you come down to the kitchen?
No, ma'am. Send him away, please.
Well, that's the most words you've spoken since you've been here. Sarah isn't able to see you. Good day.
Thank you, ma'am. Tell her I'll come back next Sunday.
Such was the coming of the colored man in the car to Broadview Avenue.
Each Sunday he'd come driving. Curtains would part, neighbors would peek.
I'm sorry, Mr. Walker. Sarah still will not receive you.
Will you see that she gets these flowers, ma'am?
Week after week. And after we saw Sunday,
sending him off seemed a crime.
Mr. Walker, it must be a long drive for you. Perhaps you would like a cup of tea before you go.
This piano is badly in need of a tuning.
Oh, yes, we are terrible about that.
Do you know any coon songs?
Coon songs are made for minstrel shows. White men sing them in blackface. This is called ragtime.
Where have I been? How did we change? Caught in this strange new music, say, was I away too long?
Just like that tune, simple and clear, I've come to hear new music. Why can't you hear the song?
His finger struck those keys, and every note says please, and every chord says turn my way.
I thought I knew what love was, what these lovers play.
I sing it too.
His fingers struck those keys, and every note says please, and every chord says turn my way. I thought I knew what love was, what these lovers play. New music.
My life has changed. Sarah, you got to see. Sarah, we got a son. Sarah, come down to me.
You and your music singing deep in me, making nice to me, saying something.
Holding firm, and we must support them!
it was winter in New York as the snow began to fall, and the workman's hall had not a seat to spare. When a young man ducked inside just to warm himself was all, the night that Goldman spoke at Union Square.
What is happening in Lawrence is happening everywhere. Let us at last make this the land of opportunity for all people, not just the owners. The land of opportunity for Tata and this little girl. We cannot rest!
She was speaking loud and fast through a haze of noise and heat and the smell of sweat and anger in the air. The police were standing by, but the crowd was on its feet the night that Goldman spoke at Union Square.
You!
He thought he heard her say,
"What brings you here today?
Poor young rich boy
masturbates for a vaudeville tart. What a waste of a fiery heart, dear."
He thought she said,
"Poor young bourgeois.
There are things that you've never thought. Come to Emma and you'll be taught here."
His head was spinning.
People feathered and tarred, my friend. Unions broken and why for? Children laboring, women still enslaved. Leave your little backyard, my friend. There are causes to die for.
Strike in the gutters of the city. I have tried to find some meaning.
Strike
in the arms of fallen women. In the thought of suicide.
Strike
like a firework unexploded. Wanting life but never knowing how.
My brother, life has meaning. I'll show you how. My brother, you are with us now.
He was calling out her name, shouting what he did not know, and he found that he was standing on a chair with a heart as clean and new as the freshly fallen snow the night that Goldman spoke.
I've been waiting for you
at Union Square.
Yes, the wheels are turning for us, girl, and the times are starting to roll. Any man can get where he wants to if he's got some fire in his soul. We'll see justice, Sarah, and plenty of men who will stand up and give us our due. Sarah, it must be true. A country that lets a man like me own a car, raise a child, build a life with you.
Έργα με σπονδυλωτές ιστορίες όμως έχουν και την ανάλογη διάρκεια. Έτσι, σήμερα ολοκληρώνουμε μόνο την πρώτη πράξη του Ragtime του Stephen Flaherty από την ηχογράφηση του Original Broadway Cast του 1998. Περισσότερα για τον Αμερικανό αυτοσυνθέτη, γνωστό μας και από την Anastasia, και φυσικά περισσότερα για το πολυβραβευμένο Ragtime και τη δεύτερη πράξη του στην επόμενη μας εκπομπή. Προς το παρόν, σας αφήνω με το δυναμικό φινάλε της πρώτης πράξης. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκλιση.
On the ground, she was only gone. this country was on.